The Middle East peace talks remain at a standstill as Israel considers a U.S. plan to extend a freeze on West Bank settlements in exchange for a number of incentives, including a squadron of advanced American warplanes. The U.S. State Department says the Obama administration is working intensively with both the Israelis and Palestinians in order to move toward negotiations on all final status issues. Spokesman P.J. Crowley says the U.S. will do all it can to create conditions for both sides to have confidence to return to the talks.
Our efforts are to get both parties back into direct negotiations as soon as possible. We are engaged with the Israelis. We have engaged with the Palestinians. Our message to both is the same. Get back to direct negotiations, work through the core issues, and get to a just, fair, and equitable settlement. An agreement within 12 months.
We asked analyst Elliot Abrams with the Council on Foreign Relations if it is possible to get a fair agreement within a year.
I suppose anything's possible, but it's extremely unlikely. They've been negotiating for a very long time, and they have not been able to overcome the differences on some critical issues like Jerusalem or security arrangements. So it's hard to be very optimistic about concluding an agreement on everything when they haven't even started.
What do you think about this plan that has been proposed by the U.S., which includes a squadron of advanced American warplanes for Israel?
I don't like the plan. It's not because I'm opposed to military aid to Israel. It's the linkage here. The Israeli agreement to extend their construction freeze in the West Bank by 90 days is now linked to squadron of jets and to U.S. vetoes in the U.N. Security Council. Neither of these things should be linked to this construction freeze. We should be vetoing or accepting things in the Security Council on the basis of principle. If it's a bad resolution, we should veto it. Similarly, we should give Israel what it needs to defend itself, no more, no less. And none of this should be linked to a 90-day extension. I think this is very odd.
And what do you think is so odd about it?
We have a long-term relationship with Israel, and we have interests in the region, and now everything is being made to depend on a 90-day extension. What happens at the end of the 90 days? It seems that the administration is, to use a strong word, obsessed with this construction freeze idea, and is willing now to put the whole relationship with Israelis and Palestinians in the balance. I just don't think that that's wise. This is not the only issue, this construction freeze. And as has happened before, the administration seems to have no plan for the next step, for what's around the corner. One remembers the September extravaganza in Washington when President Mubarak and the King of Jordan were here, and there was an effort to get an extension for 3 weeks, and the thing just fell flat. And I'm afraid the same thing will happen here.
Well, does this put the United States in the position to offer the Palestinians something?
One assumes that they have to offer the Palestinians something to counterbalance this. The whole thing, again, strikes me as very odd. We're all in the U.S. in favor of establishing a Palestinian state, and the main beneficiaries would be the Palestinians. You would think they would be the ones who were desperate to get to the conference table and get this underway, and yet they are the ones refusing to go to the conference table. That in itself is a kind of strange accompaniment to all of this. I just don't see why we have to bribe them to get them back to the conference table when they're going to be the main beneficiaries of an agreement. The administration needs to be pretty careful in what it's offering people. At one point this fall, it was said that the administration was offering the Israelis the right to keep troops in the Jordan Valley in exchange for a 30-day extension. We don't have the right to offer that. That's something only the Palestinians can really agree to. And it's a card the Palestinians are going to want to play. So I think part of the problem here is that the administration is taking critical factors like what it will give Israel for its security or what it will demand of the Palestinians from them, for example, in the Jordan Valley, that are real final status issues, important final status issues, and taking an American position on them, not in final status talks, but now, way in advance, and merely to get a 30 or 60 or 90-day extension of the Israeli construction freeze.
So what would you do if you were in charge to get these two parties back to the direct negotiations?
That's a very difficult question, of course. One has to remember They've been negotiating for years. They negotiated starting with the Oslo talks in 1991. So it's two decades under several American presidents and under Arafat and Abbas and under several Israeli prime ministers. It shouldn't be that hard. We the United States, have made it hard by this linkage to the construction freeze. But now we are where we are at the end of 2010. And what I would do is to try to slow things down and get them off the front page. The problem with the way the administration is handling this now, I think, is that everything's a crisis. And we are constantly saying, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, oh my God, let's start, let's finish. We have to stop that. We have to quiet this down, I think, if we're going to get them back to the table, say, early next year. You can get them back to the table in incremental steps. You can have an Abbas Netanyahu meeting that isn't a negotiation, it's just a discussion. You can have negotiators meet and say we're not negotiating. But all of this should be quieted down and slowed down, gotten off the front page, and the sense of crisis and deadline should be eliminated.
Elliot Abrams, Senior Fellow for Middle Eastern Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. He was also a Deputy National Security Advisor handling Middle East affairs in the George W. Bush administration. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington.